Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I don't know. A Florida woman was arrested for drowning her roommate's pet jumping spider in ginger ale. Oh my gosh. Okaloosa County woman was arrested Monday after she allegedly drowned her roommate's pet spider, according to Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. 43-year-old Elena Rasmussen admitted that she drowned her roommate's pet jumping spider in ginger ale at their home, and the pet jumping spider cost $70. The owner could not find its spider or the enclosure. She faces misdemeanor animal cruelty and petty theft charges.
A spider's an animal or is it an insect?
I don't know. How are you charged over that? Okay, so, like, what if it's a weird spider and you don't know if it's poisonous and you smush it and it's not someone's pet?
But it's,
does that mean?
Is there a difference between an animal and an insect? Am I?
Or does the existence of you wanting to make it a pet completely change the equation?
Right.
Because I could retroactively like go and get lots of people.
You know,
like, oh my gosh,
cruelty?
You killed this bug. I loved this bug. It was my pet. And like get somebody, you know? I don't know. Right?
Right.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I just have a lot of questions about this. Like, how far does this go? You know what I mean? Like, when I'm with you. Like, and also, isn't it an
Isn't it?
It's an insect, right?
Yeah. So now if you smash a bug by accident or kill a bug, you can have animal cruelty charges?
Apparently. Oh, okay. Yeah. This checks out. A Florida man threatens victims if they don't refill his Xanax prescription, according to an affidavit. He's behind bars. He threatened to burn down their home and kill them if they did not give him a refill of Xanax. Marion County. Leandro Seepersad.
What?
Leandro Seepersad.
So Mr. and Mrs.?
Mr. and Mrs. Seepersad, son.
Got it.
He's super sad now. He was threatening his mom and his stepdad, with whom he lives, and said he was going to burn their house down and kill them both if they don't give him his mom's Xanax supply. And so they call the police. Deputy arrived. They said they were terrified of him, and so anyway, he was taken into custody. He told his mom to hide my week and keep his money coming. And he said they were also, he told his stepfather that they were, quote, finna die while I'm in prison.
That sounds right.
Yeah, that's literally a direct quote from the affidavit. I'm not making that up. I swear to you. A Florida man spent 6 hours in a swamp trying to avoid arrest. He was not apparently, he was more scared of the cops than he was the gators. Not even kidding. 6 hours in a swamp. Oh, they got him. Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office got him. 34-year-old Taurine Wright on an outstanding warrant. 6 hours swimming and hiding in the mangroves. I cannot believe he did not get gobbled up by a gator. Stick with us. Third hour on the way. I agree with Annie Oakley, who said, quote, I would like to see every woman know how to handle guns as naturally as they know how to handle babies. Now, I myself regularly conceal carry a 9mm. Now, that said, not every woman is like me, has had the hours of training that I've had, or feels comfortable around firearms due to years of use, or maybe they're by a gun-free zone. I'd like to change that, what I can, while encouraging self-defense at the same time. So this is where Byrna comes in. It's kind of like a starter weapon. They make a non-firearm firearm. I like the idea of incredible force sending chemical irritants towards a threat as an additional option for women. And the Byrna SD model shoots chemical irritant projectiles, 68 caliber rounds that can deter threats in their tracks up to 50 feet away. I mean, it hits hard. Easy target acquisition, zero recoil. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks, no permits required. It's shipped directly to your door. Gun-free isn't applicable to Byrna. It's great for wherever guns are banned. Visit Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Dana. But I can tell you one thing that I have not watched one bit of is the Bread and Circuses 2024. Cue the horns, please. We have a horn section. Bread and Circuses 2024. The Beep Olympics.
And because they're being such a-holes, we have to use a copyright-free version of it.
Yeah, we can't use the actual Bread and Circus. I'm not even going to say their crappy name anymore. We can't even use the official Bread and Circus song because the Bread and Circus people are so upset. They were so shamed after they had that chonky smurf. They are so shamed.
I'm actually more impressed with this royalty-free version.
It's Bread and Circus 2024, where domestic violence is now an Olympic sport.
Brought to you by Ozempic.
And testosterone supplements. So, a female boxer. Did you guys hear about this story? A female boxer. She's Italian. She's an actual woman. Angela Carini was facing off against an Algerian opponent named Imane Khalif. And within 46 seconds, she threw her helmet onto the floor and yelled, "This is unjust." The 25-year-old refused the handshake, fell to the canvas, sobbing. And Khalif had previously been banned from another major boxing contest before the Olympics. The IOC defended the decision to allow not one but two boxers who failed the gender eligibility tests at the 2023 World Championships to compete in Paris. Imane Khalif of Algeria was one, and Lin Yuting of, they say Chinese Taipei, because it's the only way that they can get Taiwanese, I guess, to participate, were disqualified from the World Championships. And the International Boxing Association president said at the time that the DNA test proved that they had XY chromosomes and thus were excluded. Now, the description of Khalif's hitting, and Khalif looks like a dude, the description of Khalif's hitting, I mean, the Italian boxer, Angela Carini, is no chump. Like, she can hold her own. She's a badass. She said the force of the hit was unlike anything she's ever felt in her boxing career. And you could see it well off. You could see it immediately. And some of the people who were defending Khalif were saying, oh, this is just Carini being a sore loser because, you know, she's outmatched. No, it's a dude, XY chromosomes. Now, some people are trying to argue that, well, Khalif has, you know, female reproductive organs, but has XY chromosomes. I don't believe you. Have you, like, been there and seen it? Because I totally don't believe a single one of these people. I'm from the show me state in Missouri. That's the show me state. Live in Texas now, but from the show me state. I'm just saying, I don't believe it. Do you believe it? Can I don't believe it? I don't believe any one of these rat bastards. I don't believe any of you people. No.
Yeah. They get away too much with just saying things that aren't true. So yeah. Let's call them out.
Woman has trained her entire life to get a gold medal in the Olympics.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think stuff like that, you need a little. And plus, like I said, Khalif Kane, as we were talking about on break, I mean, this dude failed previous gender tests.
Yeah, that Y chromosome is pesky.
How do you fail a gender qualification? Like, here's my dong or here it's not. You know, I mean, how do you fail that?
That's how the tests were back in the day when we didn't have all this technology.
Have you seen? I've not seen that confirmed. They're saying, oh, no, Khalif is intersex, that she's not trans. And we can't play the video for you, as Juan reminds us, because the Bread and Circuses 2024, the people who glorify a man beating on a woman for Olympic sport, will get upset and they'll ding us for copyright violation on YouTube because they're a bunch of female copulatory organs, even though they allow people who don't have them to participate in women's sports. So
they'll probably ding us for what we've shown on the screen already. We haven't played any audio.
They can
or
sit
anything.
And spin.
Yeah.
No, I don't feel like I'm in a good mood today. No, thank you. So Kane,
yeah,
what have you heard about this dude being intersexed? I haven't seen anything that literally anything that.
Well, the thing is,
it.
I'm about trust, but verify.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right.
Trust, but verify. That's all we need to do.
Yeah.
So if I'm the Olympic committee and I'm going as far as to take blood samples and all this other stuff, let's just do the easy thing and just check it out.
Yeah.
Show us.
I just don't believe someone go, no, it's I really have a vagina. I just don't believe you.
I promise. Just don't look.
I have one. I don't believe you. I don't believe you at all, especially when the other person is so totally a dude.
It's totally fair for me to fight that woman.
Yeah.
It's
how totally dare fair. You question?
I can totally fight her because I'm a her.
Yeah. I mean, come on. So they said that she's, for people who say that she's a sore loser, she would beat you to a pulp. She absolutely would. Angela Carini would beat you to death. So you can't sit here and say that she's some kind of chump or she's not an athlete.
Yeah.
This woman has gotten this far, you absolute pig. She's gotten that far. There's like so many of these like idiots on social media, like running her down because there's nothing that leftists love more than seeing a woman get knocked around, especially leftist men and trans Tifa. But they're like losing it. I mean, this looks like a dude because it's a dude. And again, I don't trust any of these people anymore. Do you? And I don't think any jury would convict us. What, Kane? You had a look on your face.
She sounds hideous.
Well, she's a guy, so.
That's why. He gets these looks where he's like, he's very, I can tell he has a thought and he's very satisfied with himself.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I mean, that's like the same thing, you know? So, I don't know. These are one of the reasons I just haven't been interested in watching Bread and Circus, the 2024 Bread and Circus. I haven't. I felt so bad for this. I felt so bad for Carini. I felt so bad for her. Steve, you're like a sports dude. Are we being mean? Be honest, because I don't trust any of these people anymore. And you have an XY chromosome. You got tons of like dude chemicals in your body. You got tons of testosterone. Your muscle mass is different. Your bone density is different. I just, you know, I kind of need to see some stuff. You know what I mean?
I mean, isn't the whole thing about the Olympics to be fair? I mean, they're not very fair or equal in any of this.
Yes, you are correct, sir. You are correct, sir.
It's why the 200-pound weight class doesn't fight the 135-pound weight class. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, well, I'm 235 pounds. I identify as a welterweight. No, that's not how it works. Oh, it is. No, that's not how it works, man.
Featherweight.
I'm a featherweight. No, you're not a featherweight. You're 235 pounds. Oh, I identify as featherweight. That's not how any of that works. The same thing. Same thing with
you
this.
You got some beach ball sized lady nuts on you coming in all kamikaze like that.
See? I mean, and that's what we're talking about. You can't have those beach ball sized, you know what's going up into the ring and fighting a chick. I mean, this is, I don't know. You know what? They need to replace one of the rings in their Bread and Circus's logo with just a black eye.
Right.
A woman's black eye, because that's, you know, what they're. I can't stand these people. I can't. The folks over at Kel-Tec, the P15 is an awesome, awesome pistol. It's like an all-around. I mean, it's something that you definitely need to have in your collection. Sleek, compact, 15-round capacity, lightweight, and powerful. And there's the metal frame version. You have the polymer as well, striker fire pistol, textured grips, true classic look and feel. I have both of them. Metal version looks like a James Bond gun. It's awesome. Tried them in fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot reader, keeps you on target. You got the striker fire reliability, great pull, and lifetime warranty as well. This is great, and it's just really ideal for concealed carry self-defense, and it's from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. It is the P15 9mm concealable, dependable, and you've got your firepower. Quality made right here in the U.S. of A. So check them out, KeltecWeapons.com. You can learn more there, KELTEC, KeltecWeapons.com. Bring the P15 to the range today and tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Hospitals are warning of a critical blood shortage and urgent need for donations as a cyber attack wreaked havoc on one blood supply. Are you sure it wasn't vampires? No, I was wondering. They said that one blood was urging people to donate blood. It was a ransomware attack that affected their ability to distribute life-saving donations. And it's unclear if it caused any kind of like data leak of personal information or anything like that, but they got a lot of locations across Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. It's an Orlando-based entity. So, a man died of fear. He died of fear from a freak wasp attack. Oh my gosh. Remind me, Kane, after break to tell you my cicada story. So this Ukrainian man literally had a heart attack after he was chased by wasps on a beach in southern Italy, according to local media. The 47-year-old, he wasn't identified. He was an engineer. He's traveled Europe for work. He was on holiday in Calabria, and apparently he's allergic to bee and wasp stings, and he starts running because he apparently got near, I guess, a wasp nest and some kind of vegetation, and they went crazy, and he was, and they thought it was anaphylactic shock, but it wasn't. He, like, legit had, he wasn't even stung. He just scared himself to death. Can you imagine? That's, golly, that's horrible. Cops is back. The show. The best show ever. It's back, and it's filming in Pierce County, Washington. Oh, that's so cool. So KRO Channel 7 says they have that they've allowed them to film them. They're going to the cops crew is going to ride with the deputy for a couple of days in a row, decide what to keep, what to air, all of that. And they said that there's not an exchange of money. The department isn't liable for anything that airs. They got, you know, all that stuff. But that's kind of cool. I mean, you really see how like much garbage cops have to deal with. That's how I learned. I mean, I learned. I watch cops. Every Friday night? Yep. Thursday night or Friday night was on. It's like, oh, you hear the opening line from UB40 and you're like, oh, it's cops. And you got to come running in the living room because, you know, you didn't have TiVo back then. You couldn't pause. Was it Inner Circle, not UB40? Inner Circle. Yeah, you heard like the first. You knew it. You're like, oh, it's cops. And you got to run in and watch it. So, yay. I can't wait when it... I don't have an air date for you. Taco Bell's rolling out an AI drive-thru. Are they going to remember to give me my mild sauce?
Mild?
Yeah. No, if I'm going to do hot sauce, I'm going to do a different hot sauce. I'm going to do Taco Bell's hot sauce. I'm going to do actual hot sauce. But, like, sometimes I just want some seasoning on it, right? So I'll put that mild sauce on it because it has, like... I like the spices in it. I'll have, like, a seasoning. But if I'm going to do hot sauce on it, no, I'm going to do like an actual adult hot sauce. We're not going to do none of that packet stuff. Anyway, they got AI drive-through ordering in hundreds of locations by the end of the year. An American woman was found chained to a tree and left to die in the Indian jungle. She'd been there for 40 days. A local shepherd heard her shouts and saved her. She was like entirely emaciated. Apparently her husband. Her husband. Somebody find him and beat him with that chain. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store and I'll tell you my cicada story.
Vance's stick is talking about guns. I guarantee you he can't shoot pheasants like I can. And that's a part of saying, but you know what? I guarantee I don't want weapons of war in classrooms. And there's no reason that you can't have reasonable restrictions around that without infringing on your Second Amendment.
Oh, yeah, they are. I don't want to shoot pheasants like I can. What? That's
the guy that said yesterday that one man's socialism is another man's neighborliness.
He is a barely sentient turd, isn't he? That's Tim Walz. He's acting like nobody can shoot pheasants like I can. That guy. I can't. I have nothing nice
Did
to say.
Did he say
anymore.
Peasants? Did
pheasants,
he say
yeah.
Peasants?
Pheasant. Yeah, I'm sure he probably meant peasants. Pheasants was just, yeah, a verbal typo from him. Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour. Like, are you going to have a pheasant off? Is that what you're going to do? I don't want weapons of war in the classroom. I don't want weapons of war. What do you mean weapons of war, FUD? What are you talking about? Anybody believes that FUD actually shoots pheasants?
I got an idea.
Yeah.
Let's see who can kill more birds.
I bet I can kill more birds than you, and if I can kill more birds than you, that means I know what weapons of war is. Oh my gosh, this guy. Tim Walz. I'm not going to stop making fun of him now forever. He's on my radar. Yeah, he's the... What did he say? What did he say yesterday?
Yesterday he said that one man's socialism is another man's neighborliness.
I don't think he knows what socialism means.
Or neighborliness, for
that
matter.
I love how these people can just so go on TV and say words, random words. Don't know what the hell they mean, but words. And no one calls them to account for any of it. So he got mad about, J.D. Vance about something with guns. And then he started going off about, well, guess what, FUD? There's no weapons of war in the classroom. By the way, I happened to notice that Tim Walz and other people, they celebrated Independence Day last month, right? July 4th, a holiday brought to you by free people with weapons of war, because this country was founded and freed with weapons of war. So I just want to be able to own whatever my government gives the Taliban. That's all I'm saying. I just want to be able, I feel like Sally from the Peanuts. I just want what is coming to me. I just want to be able to own the same weapons that they give the cartels. That's all I'm saying. You know. Hey, tell me my cicada story real quick, just as a palate cleanser.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear this.
Okay, so my favorite sound in the world. No, it's not baby's laughter. It's cicadas.
That's your favorite in the world?
Favorite in the world.
Of all sounds that
of
exist.
Of all the sounds, it's cicadas.
Wow. Okay.
Because it makes me think of being out, like, rural Missouri in the summer. You know, in the creek, or sorry, grandma and grandpa, the creek. That's literally what they said. No idea. But, you know, catching tadpoles and crawdads and, you know, all that stuff. And being out in the woods, because I love being outside. And I, you know, being out and riding, you know, my... So I had a mini three-wheeler and... Sorry, Wheeler, ATV, and I say warsh. Say it again, warsh. So I have to check myself sometimes. Three-wheelers, you know, W-I-L-L-A-R-S, four-wheelers. It sounds weird to say it like that, ATVs. And just being out at dusk and, you know, just fireflies, which I don't see anymore. And just that's what it makes me think of. It makes me think of summer and it makes me think of being in the woods. And it's just, I love it. It's the most relaxing thing. It relaxes me more than like thunderstorms here and that, here in the rain, all that stupid stuff. I don't like seeing them though, the cicadas, because they're terrifying. No bug should be that big. And they are terrified and terrifying. So normally I just, because you know that all the cicadas are out right now, and right in Texas, it's not as bad, like Kane, it's not as bad here as it was in like Missouri and Illinois.
Right. I agree with that.
But we still, and is it, aren't they here a little later than they were in Missouri and that too?
Yeah, just slightly, only because I think it's just a weather thing.
So I've been seeing them. You guys know I got a rescue pup named Wick, right? And he's a pup. He's a little over 4 months old, and he's now going out without his leash, and you know he's used to the yard and all that stuff. And it was like the first morning that we went out without him having a leash. And in the morning when you go out, you know, you're bound to find a couple of these dead cicadas, and they're weird. They're so weird. It looks like a prehistoric trick. It looks like a joke, like somebody put a prop on the ground for you to freak out over, because it doesn't look like a real bug. It's just like, what's the point? You know, like, why are you like this? So anyway, I saw one that was on the ground and I didn't want Wick to get it. So I was going to kick it out of the way, which I did. But that little jack wagon wasn't dead, not Wick, but the cicada. The cicada began screaming. I mean, I can't even be as loud as the cicada was. Not only did it lose its mind and was screaming its head off like some Trans-Tifa activist, but it flew right at my face. And I was freaking out. Wick freaked out. We were all freaking out. And then somehow another one was right there losing its ever-loving mind with its little bug arms, legs, whatever. And freaking out, and flew also at my face. And this is why I don't like things that can hop or fly at my face like that. You know, the bugs and the crickets. I hate crickets and spiders, because bugs should not be able to jump that high. It's messed up. Everything else I'm okay with. Snakes I can get, you know, I don't care. But man alive. And I think I saw its eyes. It like was right in my, it was terrifying. And I'm like hitting it and and they're weird and they're just, So anyway, it was like, I don't know, 7-something in the morning, screaming my head off. Sure, my neighbors enjoyed it on a nice Saturday morning, just screaming my ever-loving head off in my backyard. Another day at the Lash Funny Farm, you know, and because these stupid cicadas. And they were so loud, though. I don't know who was louder, the cicada or me. And we made kind of a similar sound. It was really weird. And Wick had no idea what was going on. He was like, I thought this was a toy, and it's not. And he just was terrified of them. But they're so gross. They're so gross. They're like jumbo Cheeto size. Then they scream and they're grody looking. Why do we have them? There's certain things I'm like, why did God put you here? Like mosquitoes. Why? Like flies. What do they do? Cicadas. Why are you here? You know, Green Day. Like, why? Yeah. So I don't know. But that's my cicada story.
That last one. I don't know why Green Day's around.
I mean, I like the sound of the cicadas screaming more than I like them, but, you know, yeah. So that's maybe Tim Walz can come down here and do some cicada hunting. Yeah. Waving some war in a classroom. Because what is he even on about? Is he, like, trying to run for, is he trying to kiss Kamala Harris's butt so he can be a VP contender? Because he legit looks like Elmer, he looks like Fudd. He looks like Elmer Fudd.
He does.
I mean, Redditors out there, I don't know how you don't put an orange hat on every single thing that is put, everything he puts out. I don't know how he doesn't even have like a transposed orange hat.
Very quiet.
Oh my God. We're all in pheasants with weapons of war. My gosh, this guy is so goofball-y. So I don't know. I am entertained by him greatly. But I think he would be, he like nobody really heard from him, Tim Walz, and then all of a sudden he's like right there. And there he is, he's me, Tim Walz.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.